News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. Consumers energy officials say their plea for everyone across the state to dial back their thermostat to 65 degrees to cut down on natural gas usage has been working. It was the result of a fire at their Ray Natural Gas Compressor Station in Macomb County, which is a combination compression and storage field for natural gas. Consumers Energy CEO Patty Poppy says they're aware that many people who are not Consumers Energy customers, like many here in Southwest Michigan, question why they were also asked to cut back.
That's because every Michigander who turned on that thermostat could make a difference to the total system. Our pipes are all connected. It's a large system that is throughout the state, and so everybody's reduction of use made a difference across the entire state.
Consumers Energy has announced its emergency public appeal to conserve natural gas will end at midnight tonight for all customers, commercial, industrial, and residential. With the weather warming up dramatically this weekend, could Southwest Michigan be looking at some flooding as the snow melts? WNDU meteorologist David Harker tells us maybe in a few low-lying areas, but it would be nowhere near what Berrien County experienced last year. The reason?
It's going to be a short-lived warm-up. Temperature is expected near 50 degrees by Monday, even though we'll see 40s over the weekend. There's not going to be as much rain, therefore not as much snow melt.
Harker says he would only worry about things like basements. FEMA Region 5 Administrator James Joseph tells us homeowners do need to take note.
So if there's a great deal of snowpack up against the foundation of a home, clearing that out to avoid any seepage that could come in. And even now, before any flooding or snowmelt starts, inspect your basement, inspect your foundation walls.
Joseph says you should look for cracks. The high temperatures are expected to be in the 40s on Sunday and the 50s on Monday. Then Harker says they'll dip back down again. Flags will be lowered to half-staff across Michigan on Saturday.
Governor Whitmer has ordered the flags to be lowered to half-staff in honor of Army Corporal Cole Wixom of Bloomingdale. The 24-year-old was killed January 22nd in a training accident in New Mexico. He's a 2013 graduate of Bloomingdale High School, enlisted in the Army in 2016, served one tour in Afghanistan. His funeral scheduled for 1 p.m. Saturday at Bloomingdale High School. That'll be preceded by an 11 a.m. visitation. I'm Mike Alarney reporting.
Everyone wants the roads fixed, but nobody wants to pay for it. Governor Gretchen Whitmer was elected on a promise to get the roads fixed and is expected to unveil her plans for that in March. To that end, a group of former state legislative leaders from both parties have been brainstorming the situation. Former State Senator Bob Emerson says they've determined getting Michigan's roads up to the condition they should be in is a $2.7 billion annual problem. So their Michigan Consensus Policy Project has an idea.
Recommending a 5-cent increase in the gas tax on an annual basis for the next 9 years.
That 5-cent increase would be for every year from 2021 through 2028, following a 7-cent hike in 2020. Whitmer is said to be considering putting all the money generated from the fuel tax to roads, which would come at the expense of the school aid fund. Emerson is a Democrat, and his group also includes former Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Cherry and former Republican State Senate Majority Leader Ken Sikkema. With the South Bend City Council having recently approved a resolution against human trafficking, the Southwest Michigan Human Trafficking Task Force says Berrien County communities should take a cue and do the same. Founder Kathy Knauf tells us, if anything, a local government can send a message.
Let's take that stand and say it's not acceptable. As a community, we're against it.
Knauf says a community could approve an anti-human trafficking resolution that reflects its own characteristics, whether it's rural or urban. She says that she's willing to work with any local governments interested.
We're just starting. I just learned about South Bend's proposal, and I think it's a wonderful idea, and it makes sense.
Knauf says human traffickers would be less attracted to areas where they know the local government is spoken up against the crime. Such a resolution could also be used to educate residents about the dangers. Grand Valley State University economics professor Paul Isley says business owners around West Michigan are cautiously optimistic. That's even though they anticipate slower growth for the local economy throughout this year.
This is the first drop in their confidence, their expected confidence for the coming year since the Great Recession. So we've been consistently going up. We had reached late 1990, early 2000 type confidence numbers. And this is the first year that we started to see a drop.
Isley says the drop is more significant by private industry than by government. And the 23rd Ice Time Festival is set for this Saturday in Dowagiac. On hand will be ice carvers who will turn the entire downtown area into a giant ice art gallery. The day will also feature outside games, crafts, cookie decorating, chili, and a daddy-daughter dance. There will be a snow shuttle around town and ice cream. The day will end with that dance. We have a link to the full Dowagiac Ice Time Festival lineup at WSJM.com. WSJM News now continues with your Hilliard Lions report.
This is Dan Norton with Hilliard Lions, bringing you the market recap and closing stock prices for Thursday, January 31st. U.S. stocks ended mostly higher Thursday, a day after the Federal Reserve struck a surprisingly dovish tone on monetary policy. The S&P 500 and the Dow Jones Industrial Average posted their biggest January rally in decades. The S&P 500 rose 0.9% to end around 2,705. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 12 points, or less than 0.1%, to 25,002. And the NASDAQ Composite advanced 1.4% to end near 7,282. Stock investors were buoyed by the Fed's urging for a more patient approach to monetary policy on Wednesday amid softer global growth and fragile financial markets. Market participants are also watching trade developments after President Donald Trump tweeted that no trade agreement would be reached with China until longstanding issues were resolved. In company news, shares of Facebook surged 11% after the social media firm reported record profit earnings. Some stocks of local interest: American Electric Power was up $1.98 to $79.14. Facebook was up $16.18 to $166.54. IBM was up 4 cents to $134.42. Apple was up $1.46 to $166.70. Fifth Third Bank was down 52 cents to $26.51. Stryker was down $1.82 to $177.57. And Whirlpool Corporation was up 86 cents to $133.01.
WSJM News now continues. Following yesterday's meeting of the committee charged with keeping the federal government open, Democrats have released their opening offer. ABC's Allie Rogan has the details.
Democrats are offering $55 billion for the Department of Homeland Security overall. The most contentious part of that budget is, of course, items related to the southern border. It includes $50 million for, quote, maintenance and improvement of facilities for Customs and Border Patrol field operations, but makes no reference to any sort of wall or other physical barrier. A House Appropriations spokesperson said the six-page document represents their opening offer in negotiations and that all proposals will be thoughtfully considered. Allie Rogan, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
President Trump says unity will be the theme of his State of the Union address next week. He also says that he respects Stacey Abrams, who will give the Democratic response. Trump told reporters today he's familiar with Abrams from the 2018 Georgia governor's race, which she narrowly lost to Republican Brian Kemp. Trump said, quote, "I hope she does a good job. I respect her." Trump said his speech next Tuesday will be sweeping, but, quote, part of it's going to be unity. The president today continued questioning intelligence department officials after they contradicted his statements on everything from North Korea to Russia to the Middle East during a testimony this week. ABC's Andy Field has more.
Just a day after tweeting his own intelligence chief should go back to school, the president appeared to walk that back.
No, I disagree with certain things that they said. I think I'm right, but time will prove time will prove me right, probably.
The heads of the CIA, National Intelligence, and FBI telling Congress information that was much different than the president's claims on security issues on Russia, North Korea, and Syria. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
The Trump administration taking more control over the nation's largest public housing agency.
The New York City Housing Authority is coming under the supervision of a federal monitor after years of failing to provide decent, safe, and sanitary housing for some 400,000 people.
Environments that sometimes are not completely safe with lead and mold and vermin.
Housing Secretary Ben Carson announced an agreement with the city and with federal prosecutors that stops short of a federal takeover. It does require the city to provide more than $1 billion to improve living conditions and calls for new leadership to replace the mayor's appointee. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Xcel Energy has lifted a request to its Minnesota natural gas customers to lower their thermostats as concerns about conserving gas eased with the warm-up in the forecast. The utility is also working to restore gas service by the end of today to about 150 customers in Princeton, Minnesota, who lost their heat as temperatures dipped to around negative 20 on Tuesday night. Meanwhile, the cold is moving out and the snow is moving into Chicago. Here's ABC's Ryan Burrow.
By Friday morning, Chicago will be back above 0 degrees, but there could be an extra couple inches of snow on the ground. John Tully is with the Chicago Department of Streets and Sanitation.
The snow will last until approximately 2 or 3 tomorrow morning. We'll have our full complement of plows and spreaders available.
Meanwhile, Chicago's Department of Aviation says it staffed up the airports with 600 employees to keep the runways up and running. Schools, local businesses, and government offices are expected to reopen Friday. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
A defense attorney for El Chapo Guzman has assailed the federal case against the Mexican drug lord as a fantasy. The attorney told a New York jury today the prosecution relied on a parade of cooperating witnesses who, quote, lie, steal, cheat, deal drugs, and kill people for a living. The jury expected to begin deliberating Monday. Thousands of people are signing an online petition asking Nike to recall a shoe because the logo resembles the word Allah. In Arabic, ABC's Scott Goldberg reports.
The Nike Air Max 270 is a trainer featuring what Nike calls its biggest heel air unit. Yet, what's controversial is the sole. It says Air Max in a stylized script that, if you turn it upside down and isolate part of it, resembles the word Allah in Arabic. So says the petition on change.org, calling that extremely offensive to Muslims because the name of God, quote, will surely be trampled, kicked, and become soiled. Nike says it takes the concerns seriously and any perceived meaning or representation of its logo, other than saying Air Max, is unintentional. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
And they are the fiercest of rivals. So you might wonder, how will Super Bowl sponsor Pepsi get along in Atlanta, deep in the heart of Coca-Cola country? ABC's Pete Combs sums it up in one word. Awkward.
Outside the World of Coca-Cola Museum here in Atlanta is a statue of the company's founder, John Pemberton, raising a cup of his soft drink as if in a toast. Well, then comes Super Bowl sponsor Pepsi with a statue of its founder, Caleb Branham, seeming to return the toast. Pepsi tweeted a shot of the two statues together, calling it a cola truce. Coke replied with, "We're going to welcome them with a Coke and a smile." But things soured, with Pepsi tweeting, "It doesn't look like you were into having us over today. That doesn't feel very together as beautiful." So ends the cola truce. Pete Combs, ABC News, Atlanta.
WSJM News Now continues with your weather forecast, brought to you by ArtFX in Bridgman. Eye-catching vehicle wraps, custom signs, logos, and apparel. ArtFXSign.com. They're more than just a sign shop.